In a bonus Inside ECAC Hockey, we spoke with Quinnipiac senior defenseman Kristen Tamberg. Her one goal and 10 assists lead defensive scoring for the Bobcats this season. Quinnipiac leads ECAC Hockey with a 10-1-3 conference record.
How do you feel like your team is doing right now?
I think our team is doing very well, actually. We just finished what we call our second period of our season, and we finished with 10-1-1. So, actually, no, that's a lie. What was it? 10-1-1? 10-0-1? Anyways, we did really well. we're really happy with it. Our goal was to play our best hockey, and I think we did that.
And what do you think is working for your team at the moment? Is there any particular facet of the game that's working really well?
Well, I think what's working really well for us is that we're valuing all the little details, and we can count on each player to make plays in every zone. So we're consistent in both our offense and defense, and we don't have to sacrifice one for the other.
Is there a particular game that you think really showcases what your team is fully capable of this season?
Well, a game that stands out for me was our Harvard game, actually. And that meant a lot because I know our senior class has never been Harvard before. So it was a big step, and they're the only team in the ECAC that we haven't beaten before. So that was a big step for us. And that game, we actually ended up scoring in overtime. So it was just shows how well our team will put in the effort even to the last minute.
Besides your team in Harvard, the rest of the ECAC is really strong this year, and you've seen quite a few of the teams already. What do you think of the rest of the conference and how strong they've become?
Well, I think everyone in our conference is a great team. We have great teams in our conference. And, you know, you can't take any teams for granted. Every team's coming out strong, especially we're fourth in the country right now, so we know teams are going to gun for us. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. We have to take things seriously.
And how do you handle each week seeing the rankings and seeing your team so high? How do you use that as motivation, or is that something your coaches tell you to kind of not think about too much?
The second one, actually. We notice it, obviously, but we try not to think about it too much. And as I said before, our goal is to play our best hockey, and that's regardless of what our ranking is.
Is there any particular game coming up on the schedule that you're keeping an eye on or that you're eager to play?
We're actually really excited for this weekend's games, the RMU, and then next week we're playing BU. Because we know how important our non-conference games are for the end of the year.
And how was the holiday break for you? How do you stay well-conditioned during the break when you have a couple of weeks off?
The break is a really good time for our team to focus on hockey. We don't have school, so we don't have to worry about that. So there's lots of extra time for our players to come in, do extra work on our shooting, conditioning. So it's a really fun time for a team, and we get to hang out as well. So great.
And what is your favorite part of playing hockey at Quinnipiac?
Huh. My favorite part, I would have to say, is just how our team chemistry is so great. I love every one of my teammates, and their coaches are amazing. And it just, I'm happy to be here, and that's what I love about our school.
And just my last question for you would be, how has your game individually changed since you came to college?
I can't even decide on one thing. I think every aspect of my game has played. I've gotten a lot stronger. As I said, stronger and way more confident with the puck, and working offensively. I used to never shoot the puck, and now obviously, we're encouraged to shoot the puck every chance we can. And I think just a big part of it has been our coaching has really helped us out, or helped me out.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.